This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. Good morning, world.
We talked airplanes. We talked hail, tornadoes, rain,
it was a
plagues, locusts, the whole bit.
A regular hodgepodge of weather phenomena last night.
But again, as someone noted last night, the deflector shield was working. Because most of it went around us.
Most of us went around us.
I think it was our next guest faults, Mr. Vic Krause.
Oh, yeah. It could be.
I think he just went out there and yelled and smiled, and the storm said, oh, I can't mess that up.
Wait a minute. No, what it is the weather is a fan of warbirds.
There you go.
And said, yeah, we got to go around them. These guys, you know, we got to let them go.
So, Vic, is it true that coffee drinks you to wake up?
That's what happens, yeah. And I just popped a Quaalude, so I should be a lot calmer today.
So just a little, huh?
Just a little bit, yeah. Wow, what a night. What a night.
You got
that
right.
As they say in the song.
That's right. Oh, what a night.
Yeah,
don't sing, geez.
Hey, come on, man.
So, what a fire drill. What a fire drill. Did you hear what happened up north at the
warbirds? No.
Okay, so the show's done, pack everything up, you know, the usual, zip up the tent, and, you know, it's Miller time, so we get back to the campground, everybody's got their feet up, we're relishing in the success of the day. Phone rings. Here it is, Bill Geis. You know, that's one of the biggest kahunas we got, yeah.
Okay.
He goes, Vic, you got to get down there. I said, what? He goes, you haven't been paying attention? I said, to what? He goes, we got a severe weather alert number 399. We could have a tornado. You got to get everything that's outside of that tent into it. All the flags got to come down. All the cones have to be removed. Chains, all the, you know, lines for the everything's got to. I went, you got to be kidding. He says, Vic, the stuff will become a, you know, a propelled object. It'll be, you know, flying all over. And
shrapnel, yeah.
I said, yeah, okay, got it. So put down my Miller, grab Joe Gelhar and Willie, and Willie goes, and we went down there, and we proceeded to undo everything it took us about 3 days last week to do.
Oh.
Crammed it in the tent, looked like somebody threw a bomb in there.
Yeah.
And then scurried back up north, just totally covered sweat and thinking, boy, and radar didn't show anything.
Right.
And there were a couple of really sharp pilot guys, and they go, look, I've been looking at this radar stuff for years. I can tell you we ain't going to get no rain. Nothing's going to. I said, there's enough moisture right now in the air, and if we get that mid-level cold front coming through here, it may not show right now on the radar, but it's going to show when it's right on you. So anyway, we did the right thing. Bill had the right choice made to take everything down. Boy, Warbirds Alley, barren, not a thing on it. Most of the planes, and you could tell the guys without insurance, they were taxiing to the runway at about, 47, 48 miles an hour to get there. Oh, no. And what did you say about someplace you heard a guy wrapped his plane in bubble wrap?
There's a picture of a P-51 wrapped in bubble wrap.
Wrapped in bubble wrap. Oh, Lord. That's just the craziest thing. But, you know, in one sense, it was kind of neat because people, you know, all the planes came in. And then you got to see them all. Got to see them all taxi and take off and go out again. Now they'll be back again today, and they're already coming back.
Yeah, but they would have had to go at least 100 miles or more. I mean, the storm was huge.
Yeah,
it was enormous. But those things are fast, you know.
That's true.
They can clip right along way ahead of a cold.
Any excuse to fly one is a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. And yeah, so I should have went to that forum meeting 8:30 yesterday morning. I should have went. The one. Forum number 11, they have, this is crazy.
How to wrap your P-51 in bubble wrap?
No, they have a seminar on unintended consequences.
Okay, that's intriguing.
Yeah, so anyway, you remember we got those Burma shave signs.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. They're ubiquitous. We got them up and down Papa One and ID Road and Knapp Road. We got them all over the place. They all had to come down.
Oh,
and when
wow.
They took them down, you know, there's like five little phrases in a row.
Yep. Oh, and they scrambled them up.
You are psychic. That's exactly
no.
Right. Oh, yeah. They're all mixed up, like about 75 of these little plaques, and I have no idea where they go. And it's just, okay, it's just going to be an interesting day.
I have to go up there because the results are probably going to be hilarious.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, anyway. I saw that trimotor. It's already given rides. I thought, that thing will fly in a hurricane. I swear they
will. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they have.
The question is when you don't want it to fly in a hurricane.
Yeah, there's the part. Anyway, great to be here with you guys again. God, Thursday, I can't even believe it myself.
Did you hit your goal on the tram rides yesterday?
Yes, we did. We killed it yesterday, and we already had people there at 7:15 this morning. And, of course, the only thing we have to worry about is the flight line guys will give us the go-ahead on certain parts of the field if it's a little bit soggy. But you know what? It looks like it's soaked in to a great extent where
yeah,
I was
there are some puddles out here and there.
Are there? Okay. Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, no, we're running. They're running right now. They're probably they probably got three trams going right now. Like I said, I'm not sure if they're doing the entire full Monty, but it won't be long before they will if they aren't now. So,
right.
Yeah. 10 o'clock, Spitfire and Hurricane, Warbirds in Review. Big deal. That'll be pretty cool. And 1 o'clock show is a Bamboo Bomber. That's that thing made out of plywood or something.
Balsa. Yeah, it's one of that stuff. I've never heard of it.
Anyway, man, you've been awful quiet, Eddie. What? Are you okay?
He was shook up. We made him sleep on the floor last night.
I slept on a stupid floor last night.
You
threw my
whole
rhythm.
Our camper has fold-out canvas tent beds, and I'm like, they keep screaming an inch and a half hail, blah, 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 vehicle damage, this. We're folding the beds up. So we folded all the beds up, and we're like sardines on the floor.
Oh,
all
no.
Stacked.
You've had a rough week. You had 2 hours of sleep Monday or Sunday.
Well, it was his own choice.
It was my choice.
Boy, you've been taking a beating this weekend.
Maybe, but I've been having
but
a ton of fun.
But he deserves it. Come on.
Dave's giving you lots of sympathy. Yes.
Yeah, he always does. You know, that's why
I want to make him drive all the way home, too.
Yeah, good luck with that.
But, yeah, tram tour, we're full steam ahead. Everything's
going
well. I
got to get over there.
Well-oiled machine. Talk to your brother. He'll tell you. It's a great ride.
I know. It's a great place to go over and take a nap, I heard.
Bro, go over, take a nap, take the tour, okay?
I don't want to take a nap. Ricardo will snap my picture.
Ha ha. So, Ricardo, yeah. Are you listening?
That's right. But, no, again, we're running from 7:30 to 1:30-ish today, and three trams running continuously. Rides about 35 minutes right in that area. And all we see is smiles, so not a single complaint this year. That's pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
Well, you know, a lot of it was people had to stand in the sun for a long time, but it's been a little cooler this year, so it hasn't been as brutal. And we've also increased the processing method that we used. I told you about that kind of shotgun approach where that
right.
thing comes up and we pull the trigger and they load. And we took out a boatload of tables and filled it with chairs. So now the people can come in, get their registration sticker for tram ride number 13 or whatever, and then just drop into an empty chair and relax. And Tim Gillian is doing some narrating to fill the void. And so it's going really well, and the people have been very, very pleased with the tour.
Good.
Yeah.
The day that I spent out there, the line for the tram ride was incredible.
It must have been just south of 100 people standing.
And it was hustling the whole time. You couldn't look any way without seeing a tram in motion.
Exactly.
You know, they did not sit still long.
To me, the whole tram concept and what you've been able to do is just a fantastic illustration of Paul Poberesny's vision in that he used to say, if a guy came up with a good idea, you get out of the way and let him do it.
Thank you.
And that's just amazing how well you've made that run.
Well, that's quite a compliment, Dave. I really appreciate that, and I think my volunteers really appreciate that. They're the engine that makes this work.
Right.
But yeah, you know what? It does fall in line with what Paul's idea was. You know, it's for the people. You know, they come for the planes, and they come back for the people.
Definitely.
So. But we've had a lot of people come back for the tram. We've had many, you know, I rode it back in 19, 18, 17.
Back in 1918? Wow.
Yeah. No.
I didn't realize it was that old.
I better get my dates.
They had one airplane. They just did circles around it.
and it was horse-drawn. But
horse-drawn.
The horses were green. They were deer horses.
So the concept did start out pretty modestly, but not quite that
not
modest.
Not quite that modest, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for me, Vic, the tram ride is a don't miss because every year, every day, the warbirds change.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's here today may not be here tomorrow because, you know, various commitments.
That's
and
an
stuff.
Interesting. That brings up an interesting question. Are the narrators briefed on what airplanes are there that day?
You know what? These guys are sharp cookies. They'll walk Fighter Town. They'll go out and double check on 523 in case something big came in they couldn't put in the grass. And they spend about 30 minutes kind of programming their brain. Okay, this is where. And so they self-educate.
Well, there you go. That's dedication.
They do their homework.
I told you guys maybe in a prior show this week about how I, 4 or 5 years ago, I thought, you know what, I'm going to micromanage this operation. I'm going to script out a big script on exactly what the narrators need to say.
Okay.
Remember, did I tell you this story?
Darn near ruined it, didn't you?
Well, wait. And so I put together like a 30-page script.
Oh, my goodness.
It was this thick. And then I figured, you know what, we're going to set out cones that are specially labeled with arrows so the drivers always follow the right place and we'll know in 2 minutes where they are at the 7-minute mark with the 10-minute. You know, I had this down, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And so anyway, I distributed this. Everybody kind of looked, you know, a little sideways at me. The next morning, I come in early, 5:30, to start opening up the headquarters. And I look, and there's three of them in the trash can.
There you go.
And I thought, that's a message, Vic.
Yep, that is a message.
And then I realized, turn these people loose. You aren't going to manage them. Each narrator is totally different with his ideas, what he knows, what his personal experiences. Let the narrators do their job. And the drivers laughed at my cones. I think they ran over them and just kept on going. No, they go they never necessarily take the same path twice.
Yeah. Right.
So I realized, you know, the less I try to interfere with these clever, very gifted people, the better this whole thing works. So
there you go.
I'm there just it is.
All right. People remember, that's the Warbird Alley tram ride.
That's it.
You all bet. All right. Vic, thanks. It's always a blast having you on board.
Absolutely,
thank you
boys.
For coming.
Thank you for having me.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.